AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A narrow gag order is being placed on former President Donald Trump in his 2020 election subversion case in Washington. He's barred from making statements targeting prosecutors, possible witnesses, and the judge's staff. Special counsel Jack Smith's team raised alarm about disparaging statements made by Trump. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Trump's lawyers said any gag order would amount to censoring a political candidate during a campaign, with Trump, the GOP presidential race's frontrunner. The judge says this is not about censorship, but rather about restrictions to ensure the fair administration of justice, after the special counsel's team accused Trump of trying to taint the jury pool through online attacks.
Trump's lawyers may try to challenge the gag order on appeal. Supplies aren't getting into Gaza. Water, power, and food supplies are running low as Israel prepares for a ground offensive in Gaza to go after Hamas. Israel is holding off supplies in hopes Hamas will release hostages. John Alterman is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Egypt also feels that if they're going to open up the Rafah crossing, they want to get something for it from Israel, from the United States, from the international community, and that would help them domestically with a population that's very concerned about the suffering of Palestinian civilians.
A 71-year-old Illinois man appeared in court on murder and hate crime charges after the weekend killing of a 6-year-old boy. Police say the man attacked the boy and his mother with a knife because of their Muslim faith. Police in Belgium say two people were shot and killed in Brussels. Belgian broadcasters say the two victims were Swedes. The Swedish national soccer team is scheduled to play Belgium tonight. William Crestman, a member of the Proud Boys, who joined others from the far-right group in attacking the Capitol, pleaded guilty to obstructing the joint session of Congress. This is AP News. In a rare speech during contract talks, Ford Chairman Bill Ford says high labor costs could hurt future investments.
In a rare speech during contract talks with the UAW, Bill Ford, the great-grandson of the company's founder, said high labor costs could limit future investments.
And if we lose it, we will lose to the competition. America loses. Many jobs will be lost.
The UAW says Ford, GM, and Jeep maker Stellantis are making billions and workers should get a fair share, especially since they sacrificed raises during the Great Recession. Ford says a prolonged strike is not the answer.
If it continues, it will have a major impact on the American economy and devastate local communities.
I'm Julie Walker.
A new vaccine is expected to give endangered California condors protection against the deadliest strain of bird flu in U.S. history. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.